నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. నమః పంకజనాభాయ నమః పంకజమాలినే నమః పంకజనేత్రాయ. నమస్తే పంకజాంగ్రియే. సో రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 14 చాప్టర్ అండ్ టైటిల్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ద యోగా సిస్టమ్ వర్స్ నంబర్ 21. భక్త్యాహం ఏకయా గృహ్యా శ్రద్ధయాత్మా ప్రియ సతాం భక్తి పునాతి మన్నిష్ఠా స్వాపకానపి సంభవాత్. భక్త్యాహం ఏకయా గ్రాహ్య శ్రద్ధయాత్మా ప్రియ సతాం భక్తి పునాతి మన్నిష్ఠా స్వాపకానపి సంభవాత్. భక్త్యాహం ఏకయా గ్రాహ్య శ్రద్ధయాత్మా ప్రియ సతాం భక్తి పునాతి మన్నిష్ఠా స్వాపకానపి సంభవా.
భక్త్యాహమేకయా గ్రాహ్య
Priyasvatam. Mataji's. Bhaktya, by devotional service, aham, I, ekaya, unalloyed, grahya, am to be obtained, shraddhaya, by faith, atma, the supreme personality of Godhead, priya, the object of love, satam, of the devotees, bhakti, pure devotional service. Punati purifies mana nishtha, fixing me as the only goal. Swapakan, dog eaters, api, even, sambhavat, from the contamination of low birth. Translation. Only by practicing unalloyed devotional service with full faith in me can one obtain me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am naturally dear to my devotees who take me as the only goal of their loving service. By engaging in such pure devotional service, even the dog eaters can purify themselves from the contamination of their low birth. Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sambhavat indicates jati doshat, or the pollution of low birth. Jati dosha does not refer to mundane social, economic or professional status, but rather to one's degree of spiritual enlightenment. All around the world, many people are born into rich and powerful families, but they often acquire abominable habits that are part of their so-called family tradition. However, even unfortunate persons who are taught from birth to engage in sinful activities can at once be purified by the potency of pure devotional service. Such service must have Lord Krishna as the only goal. Man nishtha must be rendered with full faith, shraddhaya, and must be unalloyed or without any selfish motivation, ekaya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitan Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakan Vitamsham. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ. First of all, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. It is only by their kind mercy that an unqualified person like me can try and attempt to speak a few words. So, sincerely seeking your blessings, try to say something. Very much indebted to the devotees and to this entire process by which they are able to understand some inkling, a fragment of some understanding of this great epic called the Bhagavad. So in today's verse, we are in that part of the Bhagavatam which is known as the Uddhava Gita, and the topic that is being dealt with is devotional service, which is like an ocean and unending. But two important points stand out in today's verse. First is that we can only attain the Lord by the process of bhakti, that is devotion, and not by any other process. Ekaya, the only one. And also, the purificatory potency of bhakti is stressed over here. Other processes do have purificatory process, but not to this extent. To the extent that even a dog eater can be elevated to become a pure Vaishnava. And this is not just a theoretical statement. Prabhupada has proved it by taking this movement to the West, and he has dealt with the lowest of mankind, Adhama, the hippies, who were from respectable families, but because of in search of true happiness, they abandoned everything and they took to the streets and they fell down to such an abominable condition. And it is those hippies who became his first devotees, and he elevated them to the position of pure devotees just based on this process of devotion. So it is not a theoretical statement, it is practically proven by events. So here, yes. The first point that we are going to discuss is that only by devotional service, the purificatory power of pure devotional service. But when does devotional service purify one? So the conditions have been spelt out in this verse. When it is unalloyed, ekaya, that has got a singular purpose, that of only pleasing the Lord. That should be the singular purpose. Bhakti, that is loving devotional service rendered to the Lord, should not be asking him for any favor in return, but only should be dedicated to the service of the Lord for his pleasure, not for obtaining any gain in return. There is this famous story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Ramdas, who was the servant of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was traveling with Raghunath Das Goswami and rendering great service to him. So naturally Raghunath Das Goswami felt greatly indebted to him. And when they came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very eager to introduce him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seek the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his servant, for whom he felt very indebted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely ignored him, just did not look at him. Because in the heart of Ramdas, though he was very externally sincere, devotional, everything that qualities that you would find in a devotee were manifested in him. But internally, his desire was to become Ram and not Ramdas. Not to be the servant of Ram, but to become Ram. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like, is the Paramatma in every living entity's heart, and he could easily detect it. So he completely ignored him. So this shows that the Lord does not expect any great things from us, but he expects purity of desire. That is one thing he is always looking for. So, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an interesting conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami. In fact, the entire Bhagavatam is a conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami. But in the sixth canto, Parikshit Maharaj is asking some very, very searching questions, which is in relation to today's verse. So, we will just try to refer back to that. He is telling, you explained Nivritti Marg, that is the path of liberation. One is gradually elevated to the highest planet of Brahmaloka, within material universe. And after having been sufficiently purified, at the time of annihilation, one goes to the spiritual realm, is liberated from material entanglement, that is from the modes of nature. That is the meaning of material entanglement. This brings us to a very important point. Modes of nature. Modern science, which is actually material science, completely does not touch this point. They are unaware of what are the modes. It is an alien topic for them. Alien because everything has to be tested in the laboratory. It has to be seen under the microscope. It has to be subject to experimentation and verification. Of course, the modes of nature can be verified by social behavior, but for them they want it concrete, something which is susceptible to their senses. Otherwise they reject it as unscientific or imaginary. So unfortunately the most important thing which is binding all of us to this material creation is ignored. They are invisible ropes. This is the special creation of the Lord. And therefore, those who are entangled within the material nature can never reach out and understand this. Only through the process of connecting to the Shastras can this knowledge ever be obtained, and one can ever be enlightened in this understanding. But it is a fact of daily life. We cannot ignore it. One not free from entanglement of the modes of nature aspires for refined sense gratification. He thinks that is progress. Sense gratification is gross as well as subtle. So one who is not free from this entanglement, or is not even aspiring to be free from this entanglement, he gradually seeks better and better sense gratification and gradually moves to the heavenly planets. But he still remains in the clutches of the modes. But impious activities lead one to hellish planets, as described in the fifth canto. In fact, that is the reason Sukadeva Goswami is asking these questions. At the end of the fifth canto, when all the hellish planets have been described in the fifth canto, even Sukadeva Goswami, because he is a Vaishnava, he's got natural compassion for the fallen souls of the world. So he is very much concerned as to how the people of this world are ever going to retrieve themselves, redeem themselves from this situation. Especially when he shudders, He shudders to think of what are they going to suffer in hell because of their ignorance and not understanding that how to avoid this sense gratification. So therefore he is asking these questions for our benefit. So then he is telling that you spoke about the Nivritti Mark, that is the path of liberation. And then he says that how to save people from going to hell. Result will be they will all fall into hell if they only atone this process. And then he also speaks about the Pravritti Mark, that is those who try to progress. Nivritti is liberation, Pravritti is those who try to enjoy in this material world and try to gradually elevate themselves. But both these processes somehow is not very appealing. And then he is asking, so how to save yourself from these clutches? And Sukhdev Goswami gives him a very preliminary reply. He begins to test him. He gives him the simplest of answers and sees whether he is satisfied with this. If he is not satisfied, he will give better answers, more refined answers. So he says, you should atone. Atone means prayaschit. Here Sukhdev Goswami gradually tests and dishes out solutions. He says, stigma yatanaha, terrible suffering. Dhruvam vaite naraka punaiti. Certainly they will go to the hell if they engage in this kind of sense gratification. So the only process is they have to atone. This atonement process is part of karma kanda. There are 80 authorized scriptures and one of them is the Manu Samhita. It recommends counteracting sinful deeds by performing other fruitive activities. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his explanation states, Sukadev Goswami did not give the ultimate solution directly. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. The solution is that devotional service is so strong that if we fully surrender to Krishna and take fully to the process of devotional service, the reactions to the sinful life immediately stop. But he is not giving this immediately. He is telling atonement, prayaschitam. Maharaj Parikshit does not settle for this solution. He counters, what is the value of such atonements? Even after hearing, seeing others suffer and learning from the scriptures about the hellish conditions, sinful activity is injurious. What forces them to engage repeatedly in sinful acts? These are the statements of Parikshit Maharaj more than 5000 years ago. But even today the same condition exists. Smoking is injurious to health. It's printed boldly on the cigarette packets. But very, very coolly the people go on smoking these cigarettes. The same situation he is describing. Even after being informed, even after seeing, even after understanding, actually one person came to my shop and he was a purchaser from another shop. So he came. So as many of these people are addicted to, he took out some tobacco, put it in his palm. And as Gaurang Prabhu said, people don't clap when you sing Jai Radha Madhav, but when you put tambaku in their hands, they start clapping. So this man started churning that tambaku, then he clapped it and then he put it into his mouth. So I was just watching. And just out of concern I told him, tambaku, you know it can be very injurious. It is injurious kya, mujhe cancer ho gaya hai. वो तो मैं जानता हूं मगर छोड़ नहीं सकता. I can't live it. So see how true this statement is. Practical examples are bearing it out. And then Parikshit Maharaj says, Kunjara Shauchavat. He says, all these processes are like the bathing of an elephant. This process of atonement Like an elephant will take bath in the lake and then come out and spray mud all over his body with his trunk. So this is what he says. He's comparing it, this process, to that. He says, there must be a better process. Sukhdev Goswami then admits and suggests, a better method. He says, atonement acts are also fruitive activities and will not release one. Such acts are still under the mode of ignorance, tamoguna. Such men are unintelligent. It will not uproot one's desires to commit sins. Real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge. Vedanta, by which one understands the supreme truth. So gradually he is moving from karma kand to jnana kand. He is giving a solution of a higher degree. Speculative knowledge, he is giving another test. Prayaschittam vimarshanam. Vimarshanam. Real atonement is full knowledge. Bhagavad Gita 7.19 explains, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyante vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sadurluba. So in the Bhagavad Gita it's already stated that even if you take to the process of knowledge, jnana kanda, the process works very slowly. Bahunam janmanam ante, it takes many many births for one who follows the process of jnana marg to come to the understanding that Lord Krishna is everything. He is the ultimate truth. After many lifetimes, only one in knowledge attains me. And then again he is explaining that Bhagavad Gita 7.15 says, Namam duskritino mooda prapadyante naradama mayaya partagyana asurim bhavam ashritam. Even when if one obtains knowledge, there is the danger that this knowledge can still be kidnapped by the forces of Maya. Just as Ravan kidnapped Sita, Maya can kidnap your very knowledge. So that danger is still there. Those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion do not surrender unto me, unto the Lord. By knowledge one can rise above karmakand and be saved from falling into the hellish conditions. So that buffer is there. That jnana kand is above karma kand. So if one falls from karma kand, one can fall into hellish conditions. But if one falls from jnana kand, one may fall into karma kand. So that is one buffer is available. But there is another trap. One thinks I am Bhagwan or Narayan. This is the last snare of Maya. So one who enters jnana kand, he begins to think like this with speculative knowledge, because that is still not the point of perfection. Actually, I remember there was one relative of mine who follows the Mayavadi philosophy. So one day while discussing, he was telling me, Bhagavatam is a very vulgar scripture. I was shocked. I said, why is he saying like this? He says, Draupadi has 5 husbands. It is far below the moral standards. So then I understood what he was trying to harp on. Now this person was telling that, but hearing to all this Vedanta script knowledge, today we have understood that God is actually residing in our own heart. After coming to that understanding, he says, I have stopped going to the temple. There is no need to go to the temple because he is in your own heart. So just see how this speculative knowledge can deviate one from the true path. First of all, misunderstanding a scripture like Bhagavatam, not understanding the purports and imports of it. So, it is not necessary that just you hear Vedanta, but it's more important from whom you hear it. And it's also mentioned that even to get entry into jnana kand and perfection of jnana kand, one has certain conditions. One has to be celibate, austere, control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, be clean, be non-violent, chant. But purification is only temporary. They are like dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree and may be burnt by fire, but the roots are intact and at the first opportunity will grow again. That is the danger in Gyanakand. So as I was giving the example of this gentleman, he was hearing but from the wrong source, and the result was actually getting deviated. Then Sukadeva Maharaj gives the final solution. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana adham dunvanti katsena niharam iva bhaskaraham. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, can uproot the weeds of sinful activities with no chance of it's coming back. Simply by the process of devotional service this can be done. As the sun dissipates the fog. Kechit. Kechit means a few, not all. That is, one small print is there, no? Terms and conditions of life. So it is there like that. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Krishna himself says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhayet yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. So out of not thousand, but out of thousands, hardly one person tries for perfection. And out of thousand such people who are trying for perfections, various levels of perfection, there is hardly one who knows me in truth. So attaining Krishna is so rare. So the highest knowledge is to understand Krishna. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he says, Anya bilalashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttamam. That is pure devotional service without fruitive gain or speculative knowledge. Again, Rupa Goswami delineates the process of bhakti so beautifully. That is, he has shown us that it is a science. It is not just a sentimental attachment to the Lord. It is not, some people say, there was one relative who used to always tell me, you have to do your duty. If you fail, then God takes over. So people have very crazy notions about God and devotion. So they do not understand it. Unless and until you come to a bona fide spiritual master, it's very difficult to understand proper devotion. And that devotion is what we are reading now. And it has been explained to us so beautifully, given to us as a science. And that is one great asset of ISKCON. That ISKCON gives a science. It is not just sentimentalism. So bhakti is kleshagni shubhada. That is, all material stress ceases and one achieves good fortune. That is the consequence of engaging in devotional service. Moksha laguta krita is another. Minimizes the importance of liberation. Generally people say mukti. People are enamored by mukti. But unfortunately not many are informed that after getting liberation there are those who are floating in the Brahma Jyoti and ultimately they have to come down. The example is given of a plane that can fly high in the sky. But how long can it remain in the sky? Till the fuel lasts. After that it has to come down. So similarly, and Krishna awards mukti to the demons. To the devotees, he gives bhakti. That is the difference. So the benefit of devotional service is, it minimizes the importance of liberation. It clarifies, it shows that one has to go beyond that. Bhakti destroys prarabdha, aprarabdha and bija. In various stages, the reactions of our sinful acting, our activities are waiting to pounce upon us. But bhakti has the potency to destroy them. It is like a missile. What a missile does is, it does not wait for the bomb to come and explode. Rather, it intercepts it in the sky itself. It destroys it far before any damage can be done. So bhakti is like a guided missile. And the next last verse, 16th verse, Sukhdeva Goswami very beautifully explains that one has to serve a bona fide devotee, that is a guru. Lord Ram served Vasishtha, Krishna, Sandipani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept Ishwarapuri. So even when the Lord comes in person, he always makes it a point to accept a guru because he wants to show the process that knowledge is not a plaything to be tempered with or something that you can just play about with. It is something very sacred and it has to come from a proper bona fide source. Bhakti is like an electrical circuit. There is the switch, there is the gadget, there is the wiring. But only if you have this electrical circuit, the gadget will not work. What is required? Connection to the powerhouse. Flow of current is absolutely essential. But how do you get the flow of current? All these things you can do within the room. You know, fixing the wire, fixing the gadgets, putting the switch, putting the main switch, everything you can do. But to get the flow of current, you have to go to the local authority. In Mumbai, it is BST. There are different authorities in different places. They are the ones who give you connection. You have to make an application. And then the connection is sanctioned. And when the connection is given, and then the current begins to flow. Only when the current begins to flow, then when you put on the switch, then the gadgets begin to work. These gadgets are like the principles that are enunciated in the Bhagavatam. And switch is the process of devotion. And the local authority who gives you that connection is the guru. It's only guru who can give you access to the powerhouse. Powerhouse is Krishna. So the local authority can give you access to the powerhouse that is coming, the current that is coming to the powerhouse, but it has to come through the local authority, and that is guru. So here, it is a scientific presentation. It is not just that you do this and it will happen. It is not something that is, you know, imaginary or something that happens by matter of chance. A process is mentioned, you follow it and it is going to happen. So guru gives access. Service to guru and his representatives, the Vaishnavas, is actually devotional service. It gives one the access to that potency. Then one sees all principles enlisted in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is in the Vedas, in action, and he can see it happening in one's own life. Simply by approaching a bona fide guru and following the process of devotional service, one can purify one's existence by following the process of devotional service. Such a simple process, such a simple understanding has been given. All that one needs to do is have faith. That is the next point that is mentioned. Shraddhaya. Only by faith can one accept this. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it is mentioned, Ata Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahya Mindriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivadau Swayam Meva Suratyadam. Because Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes are on the absolute platform, material senses cannot appreciate them. That is where people get stuck. Those who are caught up on the material plane, who say seeing is believing, are unable to take up to this process because Krishna is not going to come in front of your eyes. But of course, the Guru is in front of your eyes. He is the bona fide representative. So one who at least can begin by reposing his faith in the Guru is ultimately connected to the Supreme Krishna. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant and taste prasad, the tongue is purified and one comes gradually to understand Krishna. This brings us back to square one. And that square one is, I am not the body, but the spirit soul. Because we are spirit soul, only when we connect to the super soul then are we in our true elements. A fish is happy in water but not on the land. Soul is happy to be connected to God. The pleasures of this world are alien and cannot satisfy the true self, which is the soul. But how to connect? By utilizing the God-given abilities, one's senses, one's own body, for the pleasure of the Lord. That process is devotional service. And Prabhupada has done us one more favor. He has given us, our acharyas, they have given us the principle of yukta vairagyam. How to make the best use of a bad bargain. Here we are trapped in this material body, trapped in this material world, trapped in the material surroundings, but we are spirit soul. That is our true identity. So we are caught in the wrong place. So how to come out of this entanglement? So the answer is given. Yukta vairagya. Make the best use of the bad bargain. Utilize the things that you have in the service of the Lord. And that is exactly the process of devotional service. And when you do that, then what happens? Your connection to the Lord is established. But unfortunately, to see this connection, it needs this higher understanding. It needs faith. Faith is the cement which can bind you to God. Not by the dry processes. The dry processes, they have no cement in them. That cannot. But bhakti is the wet process. It has cement in it. And therefore, it can bind you to God. It can give you that connection. So the process, and there is the Navvidha Bhakti mentioned, and Bhakti has 9 processes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So the first is hearing, step by step. Rukmani heard, Parikshit Maharaj heard. Hear submissively, that is important, and with full faith, in the words of the speaker. Therefore, bona fide guru is very much important. Otherwise, what happens? Destination will be switched. Instead of Krishna, you will get Maya. Janata Japan pahunch gaye chin samajh gaye na. That will what happen. Shraddhaya. Therefore, because it is a question of faith, there are many cheats who take advantage. Because faith is something which is abstract. And so they try to mislead people. Only with sincerity, that is purity of desire, will ensure that one does not get caught up with these cheats. So one has to be sincere. One has to be serious. One has to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, of the shastras, sincerely. So acharyas have simplified the process by the principle of yukta vairagya. So, one should not give up. Use all in Krishna's service. House, family, business, abilities, wealth, social influence. One need not go to the forest. One can remain in the association, but in the association of devotees. Devotional service is positive engagement. Devotees are fully occupied, busy. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, who once came to our temple, and he made a beautiful statement. He said, "Oh, all of you people are fully stretched. Your Guru Maharaj has very nicely engaged you. You are all fully busy. If you do not engage in devotional service, that is, if you are not tightly packed, if your time is not tightly packed, otherwise what will happen?" He said a very beautiful term. You will evaporate into Maya. Evaporate. I like that word very much. Water which is dropped on the floor evaporates, but not in one stroke. Gradually, imperceptibly, that is what happens. Only engagement will save you. Positive engagement will save you. And devotional service is that positive engagement. The purification that occurs by the process of devotional service is actually the Lord's reciprocation. His mercy by which you do not fall down and get entangled. That is, the desire for sense gratification is uprooted from the heart. That is the great benediction of devotional service. जड़ से उखाड़ के फेंक देता है. दैट इज व्हाट इट डज. देन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर लाइक टूथलेस सर्पेंट्स, इवन इफ दे बाइट, नो पॉइजन. प्रभुपाद चांटेड हरिनाम इन हेट एशबरी, अ हैप्पी स्ट्रॉन्ग होल्ड. पीपल वर डांसिंग, दे वर स्कैंटली ड्रेस्ड, बट बिकॉज ऑफ प्रभुपाद्स पोटेंसी, मेनी ऑफ देम अमंग देम दे टुक टू डिवोशन. बट प्रभुपाद रिमार्क्ड, दिस इज नॉट अ प्लेस फॉर ब्रह्मचारीज. नाइन्थ चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता वर्स नंबर 2 सेज, राज विद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इदम उत्तमम प्रत्यक्ष अवगम्यम धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम. एवरी वर्ड ऑफ दिस वर्स इज अ ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. इट हैज द पावर टू ब्रिंग यू फेस टू फेस विद द लॉर्ड कृष्णा. कृष्णा यू शुड नो इज नॉट सेपरेटेड बाय डिस्टेंस, ही इज ओनली सेपरेटेड बाय डिजायर. सो भक्ति प्रोसेस purifies the desire. That is what it does. And when your desire is purified, you can come face to face with Krishna. Avyayam. Avyayam means it is eternal, imperishable. Because the end and the means are the same. Material process. Normally, when the end is obtained, the means are given up. Students study, they pass their exams, they get high grades, and they get their certificate. Graduation certificate, post-graduation certificate. But what do? They frame the certificate and keep it with them. But the books are all given away. They don't keep the books. So, the end and the means. So the means are discarded in the material process. Only the end is what people want. They stick to the ends. But the process of bhakti, the end and the means are the same. You chant to attain love of God. And when you attain love of God, you again chant. Because you chant spontaneously. Raganu bhakti. Anuraga bhakti. That is what happens. Chanting is the process. Chanting is the end. Therefore, when one attains the perfection of chanting, then it is like Haridas Thakur. Namacharya. One wants to chant non-stop. And therefore, there is no fall down. That is how bhakti ensures that you will not fall down. Similarly, you have the story of the milk-drinking brahmachari in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disqualified him. He says, not by these processes of austerity. By these things you cannot see the Lord. You cannot associate with the Lord. What you need is pure devotion. Only devotional service can satisfy the Lord. No other process. Prahlad also pacifies the Lord with prayers. Prahlad Maharaj said, how is it possible for me? That is the 7th canto, chapter 9, verse number 8. How is it possible for me, who has been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words. Although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness, then what is it, what is said to be of me? I am not at all qualified. Then he continued, one may possess wealth, aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. The Gajendra did it. Neither by speculation nor by material qualification can one understand or approach the Supreme Personality. Then in verse number 10 he says, if a Brahmana has all 12 qualifications as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana. The devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. So these are the glories of devotional service. Again, in the Haribhakti Sudodaya it is mentioned, जाति शास्त्रम जपस्तप प्राणस्य देहस्य मंडनम लोकरंजनम. इफ वन इज बोर्न भगवत भक्ति हीनस्य, द फर्स्ट लाइन इज भगवत भक्ति हीनस्य जाति शास्त्रम जप तप अप्राणस्य देहस्य मंडनम लोकरंजनम. इफ वन इज बोर्न इन अ हाई फैमिली लाइक दैट ऑफ अ ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय और वैश्य बट इज नॉट अ डिवोटी, ऑल इज गुड क्वालिफिकेशंस आर नल एंड वॉइड. दे आर कंसिडर्ड लाइक decorations on a dead body. So without bhakti, all other qualifications are like zeros, they do not add any value. In the purport of this verse, Prabhupada has mentioned of how the mother of an American devotee proved this point. At the time of her death, she started inquiring about Krishna. She was conscious of Krishna while breathing her last, and thus she was purified. She attained the perfection of her life. She was not even a devotee herself, but she was just the mother of a devotee. This exactly corroborates the statements that these shastras are giving. Whereas caste brahmanas, though favorably placed, seldom utilize their good fortune to elevate their consciousness. Again, there are so many stories. I'll just say one little story. In Tirupati, when one goes up the hill on foot, there is a temple at the beginning of that. And there is a huge shoe in the temple. Quite a huge shoe. It's not of a normal human size. It's quite a very big one. And what the pujari does is, anybody, people who begin to climb Tirupati on foot, they will first go to that temple. They will offer prayers and obtain blessings. And the blessing is, he will touch you with that big shoe. He will put that shoe on your head. So there is a story behind this shoe. There was a cobbler who was living downhill. And he was a great devotee of the Lord. From his heart of hearts, he was worshipping the Lord. But the caste brahmanas did not let him go up. One day he just felt, I am a cobbler. What is the use of my making shoes for so many people? I should make a fine pair of shoes for the Lord. But then they stopped him from going up. What he wanted to do was go up to the temple, actually take measurements of the Lord's feet and make shoes for the Lord. That was his desire. But he was stopped. He was not allowed to go. So lying down in his house at night, he was literally crying and praying to the Lord. My Lord, I am a fallen man. I am from a fallen caste. So I am not allowed to come up to your sanctum sanctorium. I am prohibited. But how will I ever get the size of your shoe? Can I not utilize my skills to serve you? In the night, the Lord appeared in his dream and told him, take rice atta, make atta out of rice, spread it on a cloth and make it big enough. Spread it on a chadar and make it big enough and leave it over there. The morning when he got up, what did he see? The footprint of the Lord on that atta. It was there. He became so happy. He said, I got it. I got the measurement of the Lord's feet. And then he made those shoes. And they are still preserved. And it is with that, that the people who are climbing up, they touch it to their head. So, caste Brahminism, all these things, they are all superfluous. Essence is devotion. And the difficulty in understanding in devotion is to internalize this knowledge that I am not this body, I am the soul. So only when you have that knowledge, then you can actually begin to take to the process of devotion. Somewhere you need to have the little mercy of the Lord. And it again starts by doing some little devotional service, then the mercy flows, then the faith is reinforced, and then one can take to the process fully. So I have tried to put it, the whole thing in a capsule. Whole and the soul. You are the soul, God is the whole. To love Him and serve Him is your true goal. You are His part, that can't go apart. Play then your part till you depart. Be a small part of Krishna's big plan. Krishna is God, fully divine. Rack not your brain, fret not your mind. His love and His care is sweet and sublime. His form and his name are one and the same, 16 in number of unlimited fame. Packed in his names, both whole and the soul are at once both different and yet still the same. Same in their nature but different in stature. The Lord is the master and the soul his servitor. Call out his names from the core of your heart and respond he will, of which there is no doubt. This is a science, not just a fad. Give up nescience, in bhakti be clad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.